Dear Chief Astronomy, what will space warfare look like? We've previously discussed on this podcast that fighting a war from space is probably a bad idea. You can conceivably drop a bomb from orbit, but once you've identified yourself as an enemy, it's pretty easy to take you out from the ground. You may be able to dodge a few missiles at first, but once you're out of maneuvering fuel, you'll just be stuck in a straight line orbit and hence a sitting duck. So, in most respects, it's much easier to attack a ground target with a suborbital missile fired from elsewhere on the ground. Ship-to-ship warfare in space also seems a bit impractical. If you're in orbit and you make an aggressive move towards another ship, it will see you coming long before you're in firing range, and it would be easier to radio ground forces to take you out rather than bothering to engage you itself. You could always try a Star Trek "We Are One Big Happy Fleet" attack, but that only really works once, and ground forces will take you out shortly afterwards. There are all kinds of robot attacks to imagine, where being taken out by ground forces afterwards might be less of an issue, but there's no real practical difference between doing that and just firing a missile from the ground. Once you are far enough away from Earth that ground forces become less relevant, you are then in the utter vastness of space. We can imagine that in the long term there might be space lanes that are used by purpose-built passenger and cargo spacecraft, and to protect them there might be additional armed and more maneuverable spacecraft whose purpose it will be to defend the passenger and cargo craft. On top of all that would be pirates and other aggressive spacecraft, essentially the bad guys. But whether such scenarios will really happen comes down to economics. What makes space travel different from ocean travel is that in space, all you have to do is to get up to speed, after which you will maintain that speed indefinitely in a vacuum. In ocean travel, you have to keep on expending fuel just to maintain a constant speed, and pushing against resisting ocean and air means that smaller, streamlined craft are faster and more maneuverable than large, lumbering cargo ships. But in space travel, you expend most of your fuel at the start and then coast the distance you have to travel with just enough leftover fuel for a few maneuvers at the other end. So if a pirate wants to chase down such a ship, it's going to have to deal with the rocket equation, meaning the pirate has to carry more maneuvering fuel than the cargo ship, and if the pirate's carrying more maneuvering fuel, it will have to carry more fuel to maneuver that maneuvering fuel, and so on. So, in space, rather than a big cargo ship being overtaken by smaller, faster attack vessels, the attack spacecraft will have to be bigger than the spacecraft they are attacking. Cost-benefit-wise, that arrangement may just not work for pirates, if they have to invest more up front than they can ever hope to plunder afterwards. Any weaponry attached to spacecraft will most likely be for close-range attack and defence. While missiles are very effective long-range weapons, they are a lot of mass to carry on board, particularly if you rarely use them, so it probably makes more sense to launch missiles from ground-based or orbiting installations where maintenance and upgrades are easy to manage. On that basis, it would make more sense for spacecraft to invest in short-range defense and attack weaponry, where defense weaponry could be used to take out missiles, remembering that in space, you are going to see these things coming well ahead of their impact, and hence have ample time to prepare your defences. In the unlikely event you do ever have a close-range sortie with another spacecraft, lasers and other somewhat imaginary energy beam weapons could be effective to burn out peripheral infrastructure like heat radiators and solar panels, but such weapons are only really effective up close since their energy punch declines quite quickly over distance. So if you want to achieve anything more than peripheral surface damage, what you need is good old guns and bullets to achieve any kind of armor-piercing effect. But hey, who knows? Perhaps we'll all be too busy exploring the vast wonders of the universe to worry about old territorial squabbles. Nah, just kidding.